Welcome to the show. Today we are looking into some pretty wild research out of Kyudai. It is all about teaching AI to not just see images, but to actually talk about them in a natural, human way. We are talking about vision speech models.
Yeah, it is called MoshiVis. Think of it like those vision language models we have seen, like GPT-4o, but this one is built on an openweight speech backbone called Moshi. The big shift here is moving away from just typing and getting text back. This is full duplex, real-time audio.
Right, because usually, if an AI talks about a photo, it is just a text model generating a caption and then a separate robot voice reading that text out loud. That feels clunky. This is different, right?
Exactly. The problem is that while we have massive amounts of image-text data on the internet, we have almost no image-speech data. I mean, nobody is out there recording themselves describing millions of photos just for a training set. So the researchers had to get creative.
So how do you teach a model to speak about what it sees if you do not have the audio recordings to train it on?
They used what they call speechless datasets. They basically took the standard image text data we already have and used it to train these lightweight adaptation modules. They found that even though the model is looking at text, it can transfer that understanding to the audio side. They only had to mix in a tiny bit of actual speech data, sometimes as little as 1%, to keep the audio quality high.
That is a clever workaround. But does it slow things down? I imagine processing an image while trying to hold a live conversation takes a lot of horsepower.
That was one of their main goals, keeping it real time. They added these cross-attention layers that only add about 7 milliseconds of latency. To put that in perspective, you would never notice that in a conversation. It feels instant.
And I saw something in the paper about a gating mechanism. What is that doing under the hood?
Oh, that is actually one of the coolest parts. It is for context switching. If you are looking at a photo of a mountain and talking about the height of the peaks, but then you suddenly ask the AI what it thinks about the weather in London, the gate helps the model realize it needs to stop focusing on the image tokens and switch back to general conversation. It keeps the AI from getting tunnel vision on the photo.
Wow, so it is not just a tool that labels things. It is actually following the flow of the chat.
Yeah, and it keeps the prosody. It keeps the tone and the emotion. It does not sound like a machine reading a spreadsheet. It sounds like someone looking at a picture with you and actually reacting to it. They even built a synthetic pipeline to generate these visual dialogues, so the model learns how to handle follow-up questions or even misleading questions about things that aren't even in the image.
It is wild to think how fast this is moving. We are going from chatbots to things that can basically look out the window and tell us what they see while having a laugh.
Yeah, it is the next step toward a truly multimodal assistant that feels like it is actually in the room with you.
So we are looking at MoshiVis, and the thing that jumps out immediately is this idea of speechless training. It sounds like a contradiction. How do you train a voice assistant to see and talk without actually using much audio?
It is pretty clever. They basically found that you can feed the model massive amounts of text-only data to teach it the logic and the visual recognition. But if you have zero audio in the mix, the voice quality is terrible. It sounds like a machine grinding gears. But the wild part is you only need a tiny bit of speech to fix it.
Yeah, the paper mentions that even 1% audio data is enough to make the voice sound natural again. It is like the model already knows the language from the text, and it just needs a few vocal cues to remember how to use its voice box.
There was a really surprising stat in there about the transfer of knowledge. Usually, we think text is the gold standard for teaching AI, right? But they found that audio was actually more effective for some tasks.
That was the OCRVQA test, reading text inside of images. When they taught the model that specific task using audio, the accuracy was way higher than when they used text. It is like the audio modality is more dense or more persuasive for the model's learning process.
And they are doing this while keeping the latency incredibly low. We are talking 51 to 59 milliseconds per step. For context, the human ear barely registers anything under 80 milliseconds as a delay. So this thing is effectively reacting in real time.
I'm curious about the gating mechanism they mentioned. I've noticed with other models that if you're talking about a photo and then suddenly ask a random math question, the AI gets confused. It stays stuck in visual mode.
Exactly. They added these gated layers that act like a context switch. It allows the model to realize, okay, we are done looking at the cat in the picture. Now we are talking about general knowledge. It makes the conversation feel much more fluid and less like you are fighting the software.
One thing that might confuse people looking at the data is that the conversational model actually scored lower on some benchmarks than the specialized versions. But if you read the fine print, it is because the model is too friendly.
Haha, yeah, the benchmarks want a one-word answer. Like, what is in this photo? A boy. But the conversational Moshi Vis says, oh, I see a young boy playing in the grass with a baseball glove. Because it is wordy and uses filler words like well or so, the automated scoring systems penalize it.
So it is failing the test because it sounds too much like a person and not enough like a database. That is actually a good sign for the user experience.
Totally, it keeps the prosody, the tone, the emotion. It is not just reading a spreadsheet. It feels like someone is actually looking at the image with you and reacting to it. They even tested it with misleading questions to see if they could trip it up, and it handled them surprisingly well.
It is a big step toward a truly multimodal assistant. One that is actually in the room with you, seeing what you see and talking about it without that awkward 2-second lag we are used to.
It is moving fast. Thanks for breaking that down. Catch you guys on the next one.
See ya.
Take care.